Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Nas.
And this is the June 5th edition. First of all, we want to thank everybody who came out to the 5th anniversary party at the Hideout last Friday. It was a great time. I had a lot of fun and glad everybody could make it out.
You missed out if you didn't come.
Yep. We had the Revelettes, which is a great go-go dance troupe.
Ansley was a honorary Revelette.
Yes.
For a few minutes.
If there's a GIF. If you go to my website, me3dia.com, my personal website, you'll see the GIF. And we also had the Bossa Sarava, which is a great bossa nova band. They play at Cuba Wednesday nights, I believe, and Thursday or something along those lines. A couple different times a week at Cuba Bossa Nova Music. Very fun. Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about how great Chicago is. Not that you're surprised at that.
Not that we need to be booster, you know, that we need to have any sense of boosterism about Chicago, but I've been noticing that we've had a lot of, in addition to, you know, the kind of exposure we've been getting from the political circles.
Yeah.
And the culinary circles.
Yeah, go Bama and... Yeah.
And a lot of the chefs have been, you know,
right,
placing this place on the map. But I recently read an article, and I forget where it was. I think it was linked on GV about how Chicago is the best dynamic city in America today or
the
something.
The most dynamic city in America. I believe that was on Gaper's Block.
It was either like in last week. Business or
I forgot.
Some publication.
Anyway.
But I think there's a lot of good things going on here. You know, and those who don't leave the don't flee for the coasts, make their mark here somewhere or the other.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on?
Well, I mean, you know, we're getting a lot of recognition right now, and I think that it's sort of all culminating all at once. Chicago's getting its due. We're now on the short list for the Olympics in 2016, which, depending on your perspective, is either a good thing or a bad thing. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it does point to the fact that we really are boosting our reputation worldwide, which is really great.
Do you think location actually has anything to do with it geographically?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons that we're so popular for conventions, because it's easy for people to get from both coasts to Chicago. You know, we have two, eventually maybe three airports, and... You know, it's affordable for the most part for people from the West Coast and the East Coast to make it over here.
I've noticed a few friends of mine and people I've known, acquaintances from the coasts moving here.
Yeah.
Are wanting to move here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people fall in love with Chicago. And it's interesting to me because I haven't lived anywhere else in the U.S., even though I've visited, you know, I've been a lot of places. And but it's interesting to see... You always take the place you live for granted,
you know,
and everything always looks greener on the other side of the fence. But you know, if you travel enough and check things out, or I don't know, I think you'll notice that Chicago really is a pretty damn good place to be.
It is. It's very livable, and lovable, and we love it. You know, speaking of loving things.
There's a lot of things going on this weekend.
There are a lot of things. It's like the weather, warm weather finally jumped in just in time for literally everything from the summer to start.
Exactly.
So so
here are the reasons why living in Chicago.
And, you know, we've kind of decided that Nas is going to take the big things and I'm going to take the little things this week. But so I'm going to start. There's tonight... at The Spot, which is at 4437 North Broadway.
That's a new place, isn't it?
It's relatively new. It's been there a couple years now. Used to be, I forget the name of the place, something J's. Okay. But they do a lot of like comedy and other kind of stuff along those lines. And one of the things that they're doing is the second story, which is usually over at Webster's Wine Bar, is doing an event there. And it's... if you're not familiar with Second Story, they do. It's basically storytelling, but it's instead of people up on stage, they're just in amongst the crowd, and so you have fun, you drink, you talk with your friends, and then every once in a while, somebody will stand up and tell a story.
It's interactive.
It is a little interactive, and it's interesting. And this week, it's going to be bike stories. So
maybe I should go to this.
Maybe you should. It's $15. People who are going to be talking are or doing stories include Shoujiao Young from Chicago Public Radio, and who else? I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on, I should have had it up already. Sorry. Also, Kim Morris, Amy Perkins, and probably a couple others. It's going to be really interesting. It's $15, 21 and over, and it starts at 7 p.m. That's when the doors are, anyway.
Very cool. What's on Friday?
Friday, our very own David Chaliol is going to be having a photo opening at Cafe Latakia, which is a little coffee shop at Belmont and Broadway.
It used to be a... ice cream.
Yeah, a little ice cream shop.
It still has the ice cream, apparently.
But it's so. It's now a coffee shop, too.
It is a coffee shop.
So if you follow him on Flickr, he's Metro Blossom on Flickr. He does a lot of stuff on the south side and sort of the lesser represented neighborhoods of the city.
Dave's mostly widely known for his isolated building series,
right.
Which is what is on display.
It's going to be that and a couple other things. It's free. It's from 6:30 to 9:30, and you're likely to spot a few Gapers Block folk there, so go check it out.
Indeed.
What do you have on Friday?
I have nothing on Friday.
You got the Blues Fest.
Blues Fest.
Yeah.
Kicks off Friday night. Friday evening, rather.
Yes.
And goes on into the weekend at Grand Park, as always. Yep. And expect, especially now that. I don't know whether there'll be any Bo Diddley tributes of any kind.
But B.B. King is the big headliner this year. It's the first time.
Isn't he always here? No.
No, it's the first time he's done it in something like 13 years or something like that. Really long time.
I thought he'd been here in the last decade or so once, but I could be mistaken.
Well, he's played here, but he hasn't played Blues Fest.
Gotcha. So that's definitely worth checking out.
All right.
And other things going on into the weekend.
Yeah.
We've got Plinersdorp Book Fair.
Wow, yeah. that's another big one. that's the literary event of the year for
it's
the most
part.
It's
going to be hard getting downtown.
Yeah.
Between Blues Fest and heading down to Roosevelt and Congress.
Right.
Between those areas. So you might want to plan accordingly.
Right. Don't plan on driving if you're
Public transport would be the way to go this weekend.
Yes. Hopefully nothing derails for you this time.
Yeah. We should have talked about that.
Well, we still could. Save that until after we're done with the events.
Okay, we'll talk about some public transport issues we're having, too. It is nice enough to bike.
It is.
Which we'll talk about in a bit, too. And the other big thing going on this weekend, maybe a little smaller than those two, is LibFest in Lincoln Square. It's the 10-year anniversary.
Right.
So it's a whole lot of barbecue from noon to 10 every day.
Well, Saturday and Sunday.
Every day for the weekend. And, there's a bunch of bands playing the stages. Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, Not a Surf.
Oh, wow, Not a Surf.
Exactly. They're playing
LibFest.
So
damn.
That's the biggest name I noticed.
Yeah, that one jumps out.
Check it out. I assume... Smoke and Woody's will be there, maybe the Horseshoe.
Definitely.
I hope, Smoke shows up, because Smoke is pretty damn fine.
Absolutely.
And, maybe Honey One, maybe Fat Willie's.
Yeah. We don't have the exact list of barbecues represented, but there are plenty of good ones in the area.
So definitely check that out.
And that's a $5 donation when you walk through. So
Which I've
definitely worth
down
it.
Before.
Yeah, you can skip it if you need to, but...
Yeah,
they get a little surly. Saturday, I've got the Area release party. Area is I think it's quarterly. It's deals with issues of space and community in the city and surroundings. And it's definitely worth picking up if you spot it out on the out in the world. They're going to be doing a release party at the Paseo Prairie Garden, which is right next to the Logan Square Blue Line stop. And that's going from 2 to 4 on Saturday. You can get a free copy of the paper. Well, it's free anyway, but you can get it at the event if you'd like. Worth checking out. And then speaking of biking, next week is Bike to Work Week. So that'll
be cool. Bike to Work Week's pretty cool. They'll set up the CBF, the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation, sets up kind of boost their tents around specific spots through the city. And what they'll have is volunteers working and handing out, you know, things like Clif Bars and free coffee and donuts and oranges. And it ends usually on Friday with a morning rally at the Daily Plaza.
Cool.
And that'll be the big one. And you'll get a bunch of free things. I think you'll get a t-shirt there too, because I've gotten a shirt there once.
Excellent.
So check that out all throughout the week. They'll be on the path at some point. They'll probably be at Montrose and Ravenswood here on maybe Wednesday or Thursday, which is typical. And,
rock on.
Through various points of the north side. And I think they go downtown a little bit past Grant Park too. So
nice.
Look out for that.
Cool. So, yeah, speaking of biking, I mean, you really want to get out there now that the weather's consistently nice. I think we're supposed to have 80s for the rest of the week.
80s are good, and it scares me. I turn on the television and, you know, watch the news and, okay, green line accident, red line accident.
Yeah.
We had a thing in Chinatown. That wasn't a CTA thing. That was a truck.
Right.
But scary. You know, we've had two derailments in the last...
In the last week.
So I'm kind of...
It's a little scary riding the CTA right now, but, but at the same time, you're also hearing about bikers getting killed. I mean, there's another one up in Zion just this past week.
I'm going to blame cars.
Yeah.
Or the other, you know, bad drivers.
Right.
Not all cars. Some cars are good. Some drivers are good.
Yeah, but, be careful out there. There's also plenty of bike accidents that just happen. Bikers on bikers, rollerbladers versus bikers, joggers.
If you're taking the lakefront path this weekend, be
very careful.
Be very careful. It's going to be busy, and
with
all the traffic going to Blues Fest and whatnot.
Right. Do you have any safety recommendations for people specifically?
I say... ride like no one sees you.
That's a very good idea.
That's the way I do it. If I think that no one ever sees me, then ride defensively, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do see you, they're out to get you. That's how I say it. It's true. I mean,
that's good advice.
You have to be on guard. You have to be alert. I mean, like, I'll do rides in the morning, and that's different because no one's out there.
Right.
It's only commuters and morning joggers and bladers, if that. But in the evenings and during the afternoon, especially when it's warm, it's...
Lots of people not paying attention to their surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks, you know, everyone's looking out for them, but they're not.
Right.
So pretend no one sees you, and I think you'll be okay.
Another
Go
good,
slow rather than fast, you know, if you have to.
Another good piece of advice is, have more than one lock. This is definitely the season where bike theft is on the rise, especially at these big events.
Millennium Park, the bike station at Millennium Park will obviously be overcrowded this weekend. I do believe the CBF will likely have, or, you know, Blues Fest will likely have, in conjunction
extra
with
bike.
Some kind of bike valet parking areas. So look
worth
for those.
Worth taking advantage of if you can.
Definitely. If you have, you know, a quick release front wheel or, you know, seat post, take those off your bike, carry them with you in a bag. Do, you know, lock up, just, you know, lock up properly.
Right.
So, and lock up in a highly visible area if you can. So.
Right. Yeah. Don't think that secret little spot protects you from theft. It's actually giving the thief a little bit of an advantage because he's less likely to be noticed.
Yeah. If you do have to travel. Try to travel at odd periods of the day, a little earlier. Same with the train.
Mm-hmm.
Public transport probably pays to get up a little early and go places. So.
Right.
But that's the deal.
Yeah. Cool. Well, enjoy the weather this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, and try to get out and explore some of these events that are happening this weekend. There's a ton more on gapersblock.com in our slowdown section, as well as on our topical blogs if you're interested in learning more about what's going on. And that's it for us. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Oh, actually, there's one more thing. We have a book club coming up.
We do have a book
on Monday.
Monday.
Book club meets, and we're going to be talking about Naked by David Sedaris,
which is a very popular book.
Yeah, if you've read it and it's been a while, feel free to come out. It's okay if you haven't read it just recently, or if you're just a big fan of David Sedaris, I'm sure we'll be talking about that in general.
Definitely.
So definitely make it. It's at Booksellers, starting at 7:30 on Monday.
Up in Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
Hi.
Take care.
Bye.